This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rishut Chavirim, every Shabbat morning, we say the Piyut Kel Adon. Kel Adon HaKol HaMa'asim. What is the objective of this Piyut? What's the reason for this Piyut? Rabbi David Avudraham, one of the great Rishonim, writes that Kel Adon starts with 10 words. Kel Adon Al Kol HaMa'asim, Baruch Mbarach, B'fi Kol Neshama. 10 words. They correspond to the 10 Luchot, to the 10 Aseret HaDibrot. Followed by 72 words. Gadol v'tovo, 72 words. That corresponds to the 72 letter name of God with which the Torah was given. And it ends off with 12 words. Shevach, notanim lo, kotzeba marom, teferu tegula, srafim b'ofanim chayot hakodesh. 12 words. To the 12 Shvatim. 10 Dibrot through the 72 letter name to the 12 Shvatim. That is the meaning of Kel Adon. The question is, what does it have to do with Shabbat morning? You could say it any day. Every day of the year, it's appropriate to say God gave 10 Dibrot with a 72 letter name to the 10 Shvatim. But there are other references Shabbat morning to the 72 letter name of Hashem. Every other day of the week, when we put back the Sefer Torah, we say L'Davin Mizmar. Shabbat morning, what do we say? When you put back the Sefer Torah, Mizmar LeDavid. Huh? Why do we say Mizmar LeDavid? You say Mizmar LeDavid, yeah? Yeah. Why do we say that Shabbat morning? So the Rishonim say, because that chapter of Tehillim has God's name 18 times. Each name has four letters. Yud Kei Vav Kei. 18 times 4, 72. So we reference the 72 letter name of Hashem, Shabbat morning. Why are we constantly referencing that God gave the Torah with the 72 letter name, Shabbat morning? The answer is very clear. On a regular weekday, or even Yom Tov, the tefillah of the evening is the same as the morning, is the same as the afternoon. Ma'ariv is always the same as Shacharit, the same as Mincha. Even Yom Tov, Atah v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, Atah v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, Atah v'chartanu, it's always Atah v'chartanu. But Shabbat, Friday night, Atah kidashta. Shabbat morning, Yismach Moshe. Musaf, Tikanta Shabbat. Mincha, Atah echad. Why do we keep on switching the Nusach? Says Rav David Avudraham, there are three historic Shabbatot in history. What are they? Shabbat Bereshit, the first Shabbat of creation. Shabbat Matan Torah, the Shabbos that the Torah was given. The Gemara says, Hakol Modim, the B'Shabbat Nitna Torah. And the third historic Shabbat is Shabbat La'atid Lavo. Actually, Shabbat is Rashi Tevot, Shin, Shabbat. That's Shabbat La'atid Lavo. Beis is Bereshit, Tav is Torah. The word Shabbat stands for the three historic Shabbatot in history. Friday night corresponds to Shabbat Bereshit. Mincha, Shabbat La'atid Lavo. Atay Echad V'Shimcha Echad. Shabbat morning, Shabbat Matan Torah. So when you come to Shul Shabbat morning, and they open up the Sefer Torah, and they read the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to imagine the Torah is being given right now. This is Shabbat Matan Torah. Shabbos morning, you're reenacting Kabbalat HaTorah. The Torah was given with which name of God? The 72-letter name of God. That's why Shabbat morning, Kel Adon. 10 words, 10 Dibrot. 72 words, 72-letter name of God. 12 words to the 12 Shvatim. Mizmar LeDavid, Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim. 18 Havayot, 18 times 4, 72. God gave us the Torah with the 72-letter name. What's the remez? Hine ba elecha be'av he'anan. I come to you be'av, 72. Hine ba elecha. Lo and behold, like we mentioned yesterday, Parshat Yitro, the Parsha of Kabbalat HaTorah, 72 letters. Why? Hine ba elecha be'av he'anan. Corresponding to Hashem gave us the Torah with a 72-letter name of Hashem. Why? Because the whole Torah, kulo, shemotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all names of Hashem. So when we make Berchat HaTorah, we say, kulanu yode'ei shemecha. Hashem, help us know your name. Because by learning the Torah, we not only know the information, we also know the name of Hashem. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.